The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home. Northumberland County. Reality Realty is on the air. We are Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show. We will talk about all things real estate, and we have a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I am Dave Smith, certified home inspector, and he is Dale Bryant, real estate broker.
Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Dale. I can barely see you back there. You're trying to hide from me because
trust me, I'm here.
Because I'm doing such a great job since I took over from Spring from you because you were not doing a great job. I feel like I'm the next GM of the Leafs because of the mess you left me with Spring. But as you can see out there today, I've done a fantastic job on getting things back in line. I even revamped my intro. What do you think, Mr. Bryant? Do you like it?
Well, first of all, Dave, if you think it is a good career move to start running parallels between yourself and Toronto Maple Leaf Management, good on you. But please leave me out of that. And the intro, just poetry, Dave.
Well, I stole, evidently, from your list of guests, your pool of talent. You took your eye off the ball for a while, and I snatched her up. We have Evelyn Vandermay, a real estate veteran here in Northumberland County. She's going to be our guest today. And we sit on the eve of the first day of May. Thank goodness. You know what that means, don't you, Dale?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Mother's Day, May flowers, and May Day Malone from Cheers, and a guitar solo from Brian May, of course, from Queen. And they're all in the studio today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to the studio audience.
You're a great studio audience, Dale. What else have you got for us today, Dale?
Well, today, Dave, we have, as always, as usual, that people can count on, we have the home inspection tip of the week. We're going to look at Snapshot, which is a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. And we're also going to be looking at points to ponder.
Very good. Very good, Dale. Let's go with the home inspection tip of the week. This is part 2,393 of my 2,394 part series. I guess you're getting excited. We're getting close to the end, but actually I just pick randomly, so don't get too excited.
Yeah, and it only seems like 1,298.
Has your oil furnace backed you into a corner? Are you trying to sell your house with an oil furnace? Is your insurance company demanding that you replace your single wall oil tank on your 12-year-old oil furnace and natural gas is not available in your area? This might be the best time to switch to propane, and here's why. A double wall tank can cost up to $2,000 to replace. A high efficiency propane furnace entry level system can start out at around $3,500 and a high end unit around $6,000. Propane, and this is regardless of what happened in the winter of 2014 when the prices really shot up for propane, a propane would still cost about 35% less annually than an equivalent oil fired furnace. So by replacing the tank, if you decided to stay with your oil furnace, you're still stuck with a 12-year-old furnace. You've still got the stigma of oil on a resale. Whereas if you choose to go with propane, you're going to have lower monthly heating costs, possibly higher resale for your home, possible savings on your house insurance, space savings by removing the tank and the smell of oil. There always is a little bit of smell. And it also offers you the opportunity to add fireplaces, hard plumbed in barbecue and air conditioning, and the possibility of government rebates or financing. So think hard and about the possibility of moving away from that oil tank if you are in a position to have to replace it. Don't let your oil furnace back you into a corner. That's my home inspection tip of the week.
Thanks, Dave. But that the winter of 2014, during that ice storm, that did bitter some people, didn't it?
Well,
where the prices...
Propane went crazy.
Yeah, the prices went crazy.
Evidently, there was a shortage. That happens every once in a while when the temperature drops.
Imagine that. That's just like the gasoline at the pumps on the yes. weekends, right?
Yeah.
Just happens to be a shortage. So let's take a look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. And Dave, as you know, this spring market has been fantastically busy. And over the past month, there has been 119 residential real estate listings that have been on the Northumberland board that have sold over the past month. That's up from 106 that we reported last week. Listings that are for sale today, so the inventory available, we have 390 of these residential
listings.
So
that's starting to climb, finally.
Yes, we're at a 376 last week, mm-hmm. which was still a climb from the week before. So it would seem we're still square in the middle of this spring market. Over the past 12 months, Dave, the average price of these residential listings, the listing price has been approximately $302,000, and they've been selling for approximately $293,000, which on average is people are receiving when they sell 96.8% of their asking price in approximately 80 days market time. And this is really, really neat because that average selling price has been climbing by $1,000, almost $1,000 a week for the last 3 weeks. And when you think about that, that's averaging over a whole year. So if another week sales can change it, even by $1,000, it's saying something about what's happening on those sales and the values of homes.
Yeah.
So with this information, we figure out an absorption rate. We try and figure out, is it a seller's market, a buyer's market, or a balanced market? And the absorption rate, which basically is a ratio of supply and demand, today it sits at 31%, and it is still a seller's market here in Northumberland County. Now, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, you'll want this information specific to your area, your property type, your price band. So talk to your realtor to understand the market information most relevant to you. Remember, these are general, broad numbers that we deliver every week. So talk to your realtor. These statistics and the information required to calculate the absorption rate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. If we take a look at the mortgage rates today, they haven't changed since last week. They haven't changed for a number of weeks now. The best 5-year fixed is still at 2.49%, and the best 5-year variable still stays at 2%. And those mortgage rates come to us from mortgage broker Carol Ann Bryant from the Mortgage Wellness Group right here in Northumberland County.
Well, thank you very much, Dale, and thanks to Carol Ann. Reality Realty's points to ponder. Why do I like this segment?
We love this segment.
Why spend the money on a pre-listing inspection?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
In this spring's hot market, why would I, a home seller, do a pre-inspection on my home before I list? So this is the seller of the home doing a pre-inspection. This is before they even put it on the market. So a home inspection is very likely going to be a condition of the sale. It's pretty much in there almost every single time, at least to mm-hmm. begin with. Whereas a pre-inspection, if completed with integrity, it can help with the sale of a home. A pre-inspection can help educate the seller and the listing agent on the condition of the home before they list the home. No home is perfect, but being prepared is the best defense when time and timing are vital, and even more so in a hot market. You want to have as many of your ducks in a row as possible. The benefits are many. Your agent can now list the home as pre-inspected. It can be used as a marketing tool to set it apart from the comparables. Repairs can be addressed in advance, especially mm-hmm. minor ones. A lot of them are just minor, as is often the case when it comes to home inspections in general.
But the list shortens.
The list shortens considerably. Mm-hmm. Decisions can be made in advance on repairs not in the budget. You need a new roof. You know, the deck needs to be replaced. These sort of things. So the seller and the listing agent can discuss these things and get sort of a game plan put together if they can't afford or they don't have the time to make those repairs. As a seller, You're selling from a position of strength and knowledge. In some cases, the buyer may even accept the inspection and move forward with their offer without the condition of an additional inspection of their own. And this saves time for the buyer. Again, going back to a hot market, that's a key thing. So points to ponder. Why spend the money on a pre-listing inspection? I like that. I like that one.
Yeah, and Dave, I just recently had an excellent example to basically validate what you're saying there. Listed a home just last week, and the next day, it's a hot market. Well, it was a very nice home as well, and we had two competing offers the next day. So right away, I had it pre-inspected. I sent out the electronic version of the pre-inspection to both realtors representing their buyers so that they could make an educated offer on this home. And they both knew they were competing, and they both had a chance to look at the pre-inspection. And they both came in with offers without an inspection. They were happy
with
them.
Which is unusual.
You know what? I'd never recommend it in most circumstances, but they had an inspection in front of them that they believed to be very real. They trusted the inspection. It wasn't a perfect home. Yeah. We could see a list of things that needed to be addressed. They felt good about it. That inspection lined up with the house they believe they saw, and we received two very clean offers from both clients, and we sold it. But the neat thing is, if both of those offers had to come in with inspection clauses, and what if there had been something that would have been problematic to one of the buyers, and the seller decides to go with that buyer, and then they get their inspection done, and then that potential buyer says, you know what, there's something I didn't like there. Mm-hmm. Well, now they back away, and where's the other buyer? 3-4 days ago, we had two buyers, but that second buyer may have already moved on to another property. So it was just a really good tool to have that home pre-inspected.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So well, Dave, that's the points to ponder for today.
All right. Well, it's time for a break. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Dave and me right after this short break, and we'll be welcoming Evelyn Vandermeer, sales representative from RE/MAX Lakeshore Realty, located in and serving Northumberland County.
Hi, I'm Pete Smith, host of Post Meridian, and I want to read a couple of listeners' letters I just received. I really enjoy your cooking show, Roast Medallions. How come you never cooked when you lived at home? You don't call, you don't write, your mother worries. Sorry about that. Here's another one. I really enjoy your gardening show, Most Perennials. How come you never gardened when you lived at home? You don't call, you don't write, your father worries. Oh dear. You know what? They mean well. Join me, Pete Smith, for my show, Post Meridian, an entertaining mix of music and chat from 1 to 4 p.m., Monday to Thursday, right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
My dentures cause me nothing but pain and discomfort.
I can't eat the foods I like because my dentures feel loose.
My gums are so sore it's distracting.
At Apple Dentures, we believe that having dentures doesn't mean you should stop enjoying life. Whether it's loose dentures, new dentures, or implants, our clients have told us time and again how satisfied they were with their experience and their smile. Visit them in the Peter Street Plaza in Port Hope or online at appledentures.ca. Call today for a free consultation at 905-885-2121.
Apple Dentures. Giving your life more bite.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk.
Today we have a warm Reality Realty welcome to Evelyn Vandermeer, longtime realtor here in Northumberland County. Welcome to you, Evelyn.
Pleasure to be here.
This is a clear sign of flattery gets you everywhere. I was walking through your office and you complimented the show, and I said, well, you're our next guest. Just as simple as that.
Didn't take much.
It doesn't take much. It's not high-level stuff you're dealing with.
Nice fishing for compliments there, Dave. So, Evelyn, yes, thanks for joining us in our show today. And every week, Dave and I, we take turns at putting the information together. We alter to get the information together for the show. So last night I was reviewing the show that Dave had produced here, and I realized My goodness, we're having one of the pillars of our real estate industry here with us on Reality Realty. And what a lot of knowledge, what a lot of experience you bring here to the studio. So thank you for that. Now, Northumberland County, they know of you. Pardon me. They've seen your signs. They've seen your print advertising. They've seen you on the web. But can you tell them a bit about you and maybe a little bit about what led you into the real estate industry?
Well, we came here in 1949, before you guys were even thought of. Mm-hmm. And in 1949 was just after the war. My father was in the army, and men were looking for people to work in their factories, and that's how we came here. Went to school here, joined the Navy. I was a naval officer. I was a commanding officer of the Royal Canadian Sea Cadet Corps. And having a little bit of time, I owned and operated some businesses here, both in Port Hope and Cobourg, and met a real estate agent, Roz McCullough, who is long gone into United States with her husband. And I was buying houses to rent. Mm-hmm. And she talked me into it. So when I retired, I became a realtor.
When you retired?
When I retired from the Navy, yeah, and tired. And the rest is history.
And how long has that real estate history been?
This is my 29th year.
29 years. So 29 years, that's a long time in any career. You must have enjoyed it to stay that long. I'm sure if you weren't enjoying it, you would have left it. What are some of the favorite things that you enjoy about being in real estate?
Seeing people get their home that they like, you know, planning for 3 or 4 years for their get their down payment. And it's been very, very nice to see a lot of people get what they like and what they deserve. And it's very, very rewarding. Mm-hmm. You meet a lot of people. You meet a lot of realtors that have been friends ever since I started. And, you know, that's the way the world is today, is to try and give a service to help people get what they want.
Yeah, it's definitely
a great way to put it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling. And you mentioned working with some people sometimes for a couple years to get to that place. This isn't necessarily a quick transactional industry, is it? There's a process involved.
Yes, and I've had young people come to me and say to me, you know, where do I start? Well, you start by putting some money away, whether it's $25 a week or whether it's $100, you know, a month or whatever you can afford to put down as a down payment. Because the more money you have to put down as a down payment, the less payments you have to make on your mortgage.
And especially the mortgage, the financing climate today has changed so much over the past maybe 8 years. It's just becoming more difficult and difficult, isn't it?
Yes, because I can remember when the mortgages were 18, 19, and 20%, and people were just coming in and dropping the keys on my desk. So right now, with the interest rate the way it is, a lot of people can afford to purchase a home now.
And all the more reason to get in there and pay down that principal too, because the rates will not stay.
Oh, absolutely not.
At this level.
And every quarter percent, you know, your mortgage payment is going to go up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was never disciplined with paying bills when I first moved out of the house, my first apartment, et cetera. But I got by that, as most people do when they get a little bit older and they make their mistakes. But I found, frankly, purchasing a home is the best discipline for paying bills. I've never been great at saving, but now I pay bills, and that's the key thing, I think, when it comes to mortgages and getting used to that part of your life and growing up and maturing, I think, is important. You've had the opportunity to work with the next generation. What is the kids of the buyers you maybe worked with early in your career? Like, are you now working with second generational families that maybe you might have sold the parents when they first got their first home? Are you now going into that second generation?
Well, I've sold grandpa and grandma, mom and dad. This is the same family, the grandchildren, and now I'm on my great grandchild.
Wow!
Yes, wow. Sold that last year.
So, do you know of do you have someone in your mind specifically that uh, you've you've dealt with the most? Are there people that you've sold or made deals with, other than say maybe investors, maybe actual home buyers that maybe you've dealt with the most? Is there anyone in particular that pops into your mind? I know I'm putting you on the spot there, but
well, there's a family that I've sold with their children and their grandchildren and their brothers and sisters, 26 houses.
26 houses.
Yeah, that's 29 years. And, you know, real estate is a business where you get a lot of referrals and you deal with somebody that likes what you do, or if you turn around and do a good job for them. It's all about educating, mm-hmm. you know, and the more education you have, the more money that you're going to save.
Well, let me flip that back on you. All industries, and 29 years in, all industries evolve over time. I think it's fair to say that all industries change, but in my opinion, few industries have changed or evolved as dramatically as residential real estate over the last 10 to 15 years. From the way it's done, not so much the transaction itself, but the way it's done. Would you consider that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I started, there was two pages to do an offer, and you had carbon copies that you had to turn around and use on the hood of your car for to write up your offer.
Right.
And since I started, realtors have to have 24 credits in order for to turn around and keep their license, because there is so many pitfalls, and a realtor, you know, they have to take law courses and financing, and you need to be improved on everything that's changing every year. And as a realtor, you realize things change every year.
Well, the legal aspects and the awareness that you have to have, I think, is much heightened now than it was 30 years ago. I think that's fair to say.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Hey, another thing I find, Evelyn, is I find it hard to believe that the general public can be brave enough to sell their home themselves, represent themselves. When I sit in a room with, say, 20, 30 realtors in an educational environment, all those realtors have gone through a number of long courses. They've been examined on those courses, and they have that continuing education every 2 years. And then we sit in a workshop. Maybe we have a real estate lawyer speaking to us, and all of a sudden, most of the room has this aha moment. Now, these are people that do real estate day in, day out. And then we start looking at each other and saying, ooh, you know, that's really important. That's something that could cause a lot of problems. And yet the general public, I'm not sure they appreciate some of the subtleties that can go on. Maybe subtle, they appear to be subtle at face value, but the deep implications that could arise from them. And it just surprises me that people are so brave.
Well, the security is a big issue, because when you're selling it by yourself, you have no idea who's coming into your home. As a realtor, we have to check them out. We make sure that we're with them, that they're not taking stuff out the door as you're sitting down in the kitchen letting them walk through. It's very, very important for people to understand the world isn't the way it used to be anymore.
Right, right. And you know, to a degree, there's a glow that comes from the U.S. that affects Canada. And then in a smaller way, there's a glow that comes from the GTA or Toronto that affects Northumberland County. And unfortunately, that glow isn't always a positive one. Sometimes it brings with it some negative things as well.
Absolutely.
And Evelyn, I'm thinking about private sales some more here. I mean, private sales have been around for always. And companies, for sale by owner companies, they'll sell you a kit and then, you know, go get them. We refer to them by their acronym, for sale by owner, FISBOs. Over the past number of years, these for sale by companies, for sale by owner companies, they keep redressing themselves to look fresh. Do you feel as though they pose any risk to the to realtors?
They have a package that they give to you, and you pay so much for the sign or for them doing the offer or whatever. Now, when you turn around and you're going to do it yourself, they always call a realtor to come in and give them a price, because that's what they're told. So why?
That's what they're told?
That's how are you going to get the price on your house? How do you know what your house is worth?
Yeah, no, I'm just yeah, I'm because just there
could be
at that.
There could be two houses,
right.
Something similar, mm-hmm. but you could underprice your house because you have no idea. Yeah, they don't have the opportunity to get on there and get onto MLS and get, you
right.
know, three houses that are for sale or three houses that have sold. And you don't know what is in the house, whether they needed a roof or whether they needed a new furnace. It's very, very important that you don't undersell your house. And I've had a customer who bought a house privately, and he dropped the price because he said, you're not paying a realtor, so why would I give you what you're asking for, which was unfortunate for the
but
seller.
But I think that's a common way to look at it from a buyer's perspective.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm not supporting it. I'm just,
No, it's true.
Yeah, I haven't never bought a home that way, but I have had family that have done that, and that was exactly the way they went in with their offer, with mm-hmm. the idea of discounting it based on the value of what they felt the realtor was not making in this transaction. So... that's an interesting perspective.
Yes. And also with the information available nowadays, I'm thinking of the internet, so much available to the general public on real estate, just right at their fingertips. I think of television and how popular right now shows about real estate transactions are, about homes being renovated and what people can expect from a home possibly. Do you find that, say, Evelyn, the sellers and buyers today come to you differently than they came to you, say, 15, 20 years ago?
Yes, they get everything off the internet, which is great because they can ask. Yes, they can ask questions. And like I said before, the more information you have, the less money you're going to have to pay.
And the better decision you might make.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference when you have somebody that comes in that's, you know, early 20s and has all their information and then you just ask the questions, now what do I do? Really helps out.
Well, we were late getting into the buying market because we lived in cities like Burlington and Kitchener-Waterloo. As we were working through our role in a past life, our business life. So we bought our first home in 1995 in Portage of Prairie, Manitoba. And at that time, we had the listings faxed to us, mm-hmm. which even at that time, we thought was pretty high tech. We thought that was pretty cool. But so much has changed since then. In 1995, you were almost in the industry 10 years. Did you even conceive what you would be doing as a matter of doing business today here in 2015?
Absolutely not. When I started, there was no pagers. There was no cell phone. I got a phone that was put into my car, which was about 10 inches by 10 inches by 10 inches high.
I know those phones.
They ran those cords all the way through the car into the trunk and everything else like that, and then you couldn't get any reception.
And you didn't need a heater in them because they heated up so much.
Oh, big
so.
Time. Big time.
Evelyn, I'm sure... as much as the real estate industry has changed, that a number of core components haven't changed as far as what a realtor brings to the table in a real estate transaction. How would you address that?
Well, as a realtor, we have to give a service, and the service hasn't changed any. You have to sit down and you have to talk to your people. Don't text them. Bring them in. Sit them down. Talk to them. Let them know what they have to do. Ask them questions. For instance, you know, when you go to look for a house, you should have gone to the bank and found out what you can afford. You need to have your letter from your company, whoever you work for. So when you have all those things available, then it's a smooth sailing all along because now you don't have to turn around and put an offer in a house and then have to worry about where you're going to get the financing or how much it's going to be. That has not changed.
Good old-fashioned service.
Absolutely.
Getting to know people, relationship industry. Yeah.
This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio. Join Dale and me. We're talking the evolution of real estate right here in Northumberland County with Evelyn Vandermeer. Please stay with us.
The story you are about to hear is true.
Ed White fixed my refrigerator. And?
He did a great job. Now I don't need to buy a new fridge. And if I don't get a new fridge, then I won't need a whole new kitchen to go with it. So my guy is saying Ed White saved him $20,000.
Guys, save 20 grand. Call Ed White Appliance Service in Port Hope at 905-885-7109.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
Are you a business owner thinking of retiring or selling your business within the next 3 years? If so, call Sunbelt Business Brokers. Their team of professionals make it a worry-free, confidential process and ensure that you end up with maximum dollars. In the past year, they've helped more than 3,000 business owners achieve their goals. Advanced planning can save on taxes and minimize risk. Sunbelt works confidentially so your clients, staff, and suppliers will not know that you are selling. Call Sunbelt today at 1-888-647-7182 or check sunbeltcanada.com.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. We're happy to be here in the studio with Realtor Evelyn Vandermeer from RE/MAX Lakeshore Realty. Evelyn has been in the industry now. It's her 29th year, and she is a wealth of knowledge and experience in our real estate community, and she's been kind enough to share some of that with us this morning.
So, Evelyn, in my short time in the industry, it seems to me it is an incredibly unique industry. There's different brands or banners, different offices even under the same banner. And yet in every transaction, you have at least two realtors, and a strong team behind each of them working together to get a family into their new life. To some degree, they're working as perceived adversaries. I'm not sure if you'd like that word, but they're also working as a team. They're opposite sides of the line, but working for the same goal. Today, you're a listing agent. They're the buyer's agent. And tomorrow, maybe even later today, the roles may be reversed. Is that constantly shifting dynamic what keeps you motivated as a realtor and excited about that challenge?
Yes. Every deal is different. You're dealing with different people all the time. And it's the objective here is to get both parties, whether you're a buyer's agent or whether you're the selling agent, to help them with the knowledge that you have in order for it to turn around and get the deal together. And sometimes it goes together and sometimes it doesn't. But you're there for it to turn work for whoever you're working for.
Right, right.
But Dave, not always are there two realtors. I mean, sometimes you have a deal where it's one realtor, your multiple representation, and you don't always have what you refer to as a strong team. I mean, some brokerages are one realtor brokerages. They could be a very strong realtor, but not necessarily do they have the team.
I meant more support staff and administrative staff rather than necessarily two realtors working together. But I get what you mean.
Yeah.
So how would you describe this year's spring market? It's been busy.
It's been very, very busy. In the last 6 months, we've had offers that we've had multiple offers, which we're not really used to down here. People are coming from the city, excuse me, and they bring something different to our area. A lot of them are coming into the area and bringing some of their own agents. And a lot of times they just fax you or email you the offer, which I would rather have the agent there because they know more about their people. And if you get a multiple offer, you should have that agent there to explain what is on that offer and whether they've done their due diligence for to turn around and get financing or inspection. But some of them are coming overpriced, and I don't think that is a very good idea because you're paying more than what the house is worth. And when you have a banker or appraiser come in and appraises the house for less than what you paid for it, you're going to have to come up with that money, and that puts those people in a real predicament if the agent hasn't explained everything to them.
I understand that has become a real issue in Toronto proper in the GTA where these offers have been accepted, but then when the appraiser comes in, this house is not meeting that appraisal.
Exactly. And now you have to come up with this extra money. And if you borrow that money, now your total debt services might be too high, and you might not even get what the house was worth originally.
It's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal.
And also, you come from out of town. Maybe you used an out-of-town realtor to buy your home here in Northumberland County. You pay, like you said, Evelyn, you overpaid for the home. Circumstances change in 2, maybe 3 years, and you go to sell, and all of a sudden you're very surprised that my home isn't actually worth today what I bought it for, say, 2 years ago.
Exactly. And that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. The other interesting thing you mentioned there, Evelyn, was talking about the frequencies that we've been dealing with multiple offers this spring. Even the way a multiple offer is handled, depending on the realtor. I mean, if we have local realtors versus out-of-town realtors, I've even noticed a difference in how that, if I'm, maybe I have a buyer, somebody else has a buyer, we're coming in, and how maybe an out-of-town listing agent is handling the multiple offer scenario. Have you had any experience with that this past spring?
2 weeks ago, we had a gentleman come in from Toronto, and there was multiple offers on this house, and he sat outside and wanted to know what the other offer was, and it's like, no. Well, we do that in Toronto. Well, we don't do that down here.
I don't.
No.
I'd be surprised if they're doing that in Toronto.
Yeah, this was quite a rude awakening. It was like, no, we don't do that down here. We're working for the seller. We're trying to get the best deal that we can for the seller, but we're not going to turn around and throw the other realtor under the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about dropping conditions? Are you, I mean, this kind of competitive market, it's got to at least tempt buyers into dropping conditions on an offer.
Well, like Dave said, you know, they'll come in with no financing. You don't know if the agent hasn't got a guarantee that they have their financing, mm-hmm. or they say, I don't want any inspection. And what happens when, like you said before, you have 2-3 offers, you don't have any inspection, you've lost both those offers because there's a crack in the basement or something like that they weren't aware of.
Exactly. So, Evelyn, you've seen the market go up, go down. You've seen a number of changes. Would this maybe be an indication of the GTA growing into our community and something that's to come, or would you say that this is possibly just special to our 2015 spring market?
Well, Sheila Drew is part of my team, and we did 92 deals last year, and 67% of that was from the cities.
Wow.
So it's possibly just a way that's coming down the pipeline.
Well, they can't afford to buy in the city. I mean, a young family, for instance, there was this couple that had a wartime house, no basement. They sold it for $365,000 in Toronto. We're selling them for $189,000 down here with a basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, too, there are other influences. The 407, I lived in, as you know, I lived in Brooklyn for about 8 or 9 years. And the 407 completely revolutionized that part of the GTA. The GTA, Brooklyn was actually considered almost part of the GTA because of the influence. But the 407, again, on its next leg, coming out to meet the 115. And I think that does extend the possibilities of traveling out this far. It doesn't change the reality that Toronto was still, let's just say, 100 kilometers away. But the illusion is there. And I think that probably has a pretty strong influence on it as well.
And people don't have to actually travel every day now with the internet. They might only have to check into their head office on a weekly basis or even a monthly basis. So things, where you hang your hat has opened up quite a bit.
And that's one of the first questions we ask. Can we get high speed if we're in the country? You know, and a lot of people turn around, and if they only have to go to the office twice a week or whatever, they take the VIA. There's over 100 people between Port Hope and Cobourg that take the VIA every day.
Wow. Wow. So every day I hear about people getting into bidding wars over lists and different types of conditions like that. If the hot property right now in the Cobourg and Port Hope area, specifically Cobourg, is bungalows, Bungalows, I hear it every day. If you have a bungalow and you're looking to list, this is the time because it's hot. It's a hot market. If I do have a bungalow to list in Coburg, by example, what would your advice be to me to list it? Do you think I need to spend a lot of time getting it fixed up, get a pre-inspection, you know, stain the deck, all those things? Or would you say right now, today, if I wanted to have it on the market in the next 2 weeks, let's just get it on there and move forward?
No, because first impressions are lasting impressions.
Okay.
And when we list a house, we take it and we put it on a video. We take our pictures inside and out. So a lot of people don't come driving around like they used to years ago. They just get on the internet and they look at the property on there. And if they like the pictures, that's great. You know, decluttering, keeping your house tidy. Pre-inspection, if you do get multiple offers, then you're all ready to go because then you know exactly what's happening. And for the buyer, that's a big issue.
So you think still the status quo, do what you would have done anyway, because there is still that. And realistically, all they need is one other bungalow like yours to make a choice between. And if yours doesn't, you know, hold up as far as repairs and maintenance and issues with it, then, you know, all you need is one buyer, but they only need one other house comparable to buy.
Absolutely. And right. Most people are very, very acceptable for to turn around and take care of their home. But if there's two houses and one is pristine and one is cluttered, you know, it's going to sell, but sure. It's not going to sell for what you want.
Right.
And we still like the flash, don't we, Evelyn?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes people can change their roof, replace their roof, get their furnace replaced, windows, all the very best things for a home, the things that make a home last. But what is your return on that compared to if you get those beautiful shiny granite countertops or those gleaming hardwood floors? I mean, we still like the shine.
Yeah, and as soon as you walk in that front door, that sets the tone. I've had people walk in the front door and say, this is it, you know, beautiful kitchen. And one of the ones that just happened here a couple of weeks ago, they just had the doors done on the kitchen. So that saved them a lot of money. But what a difference with new hardware and everything else like that. Because as a female, you know, we like our kitchens to look nice. I know you like to have your garage look nice, but we can't get into it.
It's funny because we've owned six or seven houses now, I think it has been. And our first home was a two-story yellow brick century home. We had brand new houses. We've had houses that were built for us. And we've had homes that were 10 years old. I don't think there's much consistency between any of those homes. But I think it's fair to say I made my decision, on whether or not that was a home for me in that first 30 seconds. I can't even put a finger on why it was when I think back at those homes. But I think you're right on the money there. I think people do make their mind up. I know I certainly do.
Yeah, well, that's because your wife told you.
Well, this is Dave you're talking to. I'm made of sterner stuff than that. Right, Dale? Silent. Your microphone's not working, Dale, to defend me here.
No, whatever you say, Dave. Well, this is, you've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland, 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join us after this break to find out more about the local real estate landscape in Northumberland County with Evelyn Vandermeer.
Jim McGrath understands that as much as we don't want to talk about it, wills and estate planning is a responsible thing to do for you and your family. With his help, you can reflect on your values and wishes and have a legal direction to let others know what kind of health and personal care you would want if you could not speak for yourself. Jim McGrath has been a lawyer for over 30 years, and he understands the law, so you don't have to. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones to call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999.
Hi, I'm Gwen Sheltema, co-host with Felicity Signal Reed of Word on the Hills. Do you like books and stories? Are you interested in the world of writing and publishing? Each week on Sunday at 1 p.m., we introduce you to the writing and publishing talent right here in Northumberland. Listen to writers read from their work and get a glimpse into their lives. Join Felicity and me on Sunday at 1 p.m. as we bring you Word on the Hills, right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
We're back on Reality Realty. If you're just joining us, our guest is Evelyn Vandermeer, longtime realtor in Northumberland County. Dale?
Yes. Evelyn, looking ahead into the future, the distant and not so distant future, what are your thoughts on some of the new technologies, new things coming in? One, for example, electronic signatures. Maybe you could explain what that is, just an overview, and where do you think that's going?
Well, when you have electronic signature, who do you know who's signing that? How do you know who's pushing that button for to turn around and sign that? Mm-hmm. You have to have a witness, and you have to have a good witness to state that that is your signature. Because what's stopping somebody from taking your signature and signing it the way it is today? It's the same way as we email. People say to you, well, you know, I just emailed it to you. I didn't have anybody there. But how do I know that it's them that signed it? And this is a document that's a legal document. And you want to make sure that the person that's signing it, for instance, if you had somebody that was splitting up or anything, you want to make sure that that person is the person that signed that document.
Yeah, yeah, I never thought of that.
Because my wife is awfully good at doing my signature.
For the paper boy,
she may be more consistent at my signature than I am. Mm. But also, so that electronic signature, I mean, today we can use it on most documents. We can't use it on an agreement of purchase and sale. So obviously, they have some things to work out before they let it get that to that point, I would think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And this whole electronic signature thing, Evelyn, I think it's just a smaller part of a bigger picture being that industry that becomes paperless, a paperless industry where we're not only signing electronically and passing documents back and forth electronically, but even filing electronically. Do you see the industry going to a paperless model?
Well, I hope so, because we're killing a lot of trees. When I started, we had 2 pages for a listing. And now what do we have? 12 by the time you do your FinTrax and all that. So we need to go paperless because, you know, children are not going to have any trees, you know, 80 years from now.
And even, I mean, by law, if you're dealing with a couple, a married couple, we need to give a full copy to both.
That's correct.
And sometimes it's like, what if we could do that electronically? My goodness, we could save a lot of paper, a lot of ink.
Yeah, because we have to give it to both lawyers also. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of paperwork. And if there's 2 different companies, you have to give it to that company plus your own company plus the realtor keeps theirs. So it's a lot of paper.
So we have a lot of technologies that have already been introduced that are likely coming down the pipeline. If you were talking to someone just starting in real estate today, what would some advice be to them as far as competencies, technical competencies, business competencies? What would you be advising them to focus on, to be successful, to be good at in the industry?
Talk to people. Make sure that you know how to work a computer, because that's you have to have that nowadays. Mm-hmm. You have to have your own website. All this is very, very costly. And so when you're getting into real estate for 2 years, you have to take courses, 3 different electives. And they're all about sometimes you can do them on the computer and sometimes you have to go to class to do it. People have the impression that, you know, we put a sign up and do some ads and that's how we sell real estate. Well, there's a lot more to it. You need to turn around and have your courses. And that's very, very important because we are professional and we take law courses. And, you know, it makes a difference when you first get into it. You're all gung-ho, but they don't teach you, you know, what to look for in a home, whether it be wiring or plumbing or anything. So get somebody that in that office that's been around for a while and have them mentor you.
Yeah, find a good mentor. That's excellent words of wisdom for starting up in real estate. Because I remember in the AREA courses, you take all these courses and it becomes a little overwhelming at times. You think, my goodness, do we really have to know all that? And then at the end, when when you finally, they set you off and they let you go and they say, you know, all the best on your exam. And when you're done the exam and when you pass, then you can start learning real estate. There were some scary times.
Yep.
I remember those.
Yes, because you're learning just the basics, mm-hmm. but a lot of that is done in the city when you're taking your courses. It has nothing to do with septics or wells. They just touch on that. But, you know, there's different wells and there's different types of septics. Mm-hmm. And for the people that are coming from the city, especially the agents themselves, they have no clue. And that's not helping the buyer.
No, not at all.
Well, and you talked, and I meant to refer to it earlier, but, you know, you talked about, I think you said 20, 25 or 26 transactions with mm-hmm. a family group. And it is so much a relationship business. And I am in the same business. I don't sell real estate. I'm a home inspector, but it is about relationships and trust, professional. I mean, we are at an arm's length as in our two different businesses, and rightfully so. But I have, over the last year, offered up the opportunity for new agents just getting into the business. And I target new agents when I see their names appear under a new banner. I approach them and I've actually offered up to do an inspection with them and have them walk through it just so that they become a little bit stronger and a little bit more educated on what is a pretty intimidating part of home inspection. And unfortunately, it sometimes gets labeled as a deal killer. And that's not what the intent of a home inspection is, ever. There is no pass or fail a home inspection. But I offer up as a home inspector, as a certified home inspector, offer that up to those that are just getting into the industry so that they are more comfortable with the procedure and the way it's done and what to expect when they're there so that they look a little bit more informed their client.
That's fantastic, Dave.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it.
We need more than that. Because
I enjoy doing it. I really do.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing that aspect of it, and I'm hoping to do more of it as I grow. So so you work with another great agent in your office, Sheila Drew. Teams seem to be a big thing in real estate offices. I'm only in a couple of years, so maybe it's a long-term thing. But in your opinion, what's the advantages to a buyer in working with a team within an office?
Sheila joined me about 5 years ago, and the thing is that you always have somebody available. Some people phone up and say, you know, can I have you come out and do a listing right now? If I'm out showing property, Sheila will turn around and do it. She works the same way as I do. We don't have a life. We work all the time. No. You know?
Yeah, it's you work all the hours. You yes. don't. They don't ask you what hours you work. No. I work
all
of them.
The hours. Yes.
Am I awake? I'm working.
Yes.
So as if you were to make a comment on real estate in general, if you could paint the picture yourself, if you were creating the real estate world, was there any change that you would like to see come about, or anything that's on the horizon that you would like to see grow as being part of the real estate transaction? Or is it just really about general understanding?
It's general understanding, but you have to have, in your office, you have to have a good team like your secretaries and your administration staff, because they really help us out and they're behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
they need a lot of support. You know, they're not there for us to browbeat or anything else like that. They're fantastic. They answer the phones. They give us the right numbers and so on and so forth. And they're there to help us out and sometimes even say to you, you know, well, maybe you didn't get this signed because you're busy. And, you know, so kudos for the staff, because mm-hmm. that makes a big difference yep. in an office.
Absolutely. And kudos to you for bringing that up. I did not have that on my list of questions, so you threw that one out there. Thank you for that. Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us today.
Thanks, Evelyn.
How can our listeners out there in Northumberland 89.7 land get in touch with you or Sheila?
You can call REMAX, Lakeshore Realty Inc. Brokerage, at 905-373-7653, or go on to evelynvandermeer.com.
Do you have a bat phone that they could call you if they have a bungalow to list in Coburg?
I think I'm older than he is. What the heck is a bat phone?
Like Batman, he has a bat phone.
Dave goes to places we don't necessarily yeah. we don't necessarily go to.
Yeah, thank you. I was just wondering there for a minute.
It was a cultural reference.
Our cell phones are on.
Thanks again, Evelyn, for coming on our show and continue to sell Northumberland County. Well, Dale, it's May 1st tomorrow. my favorite month of the year, and we're finally starting to see what the next 5 months are going to bring us. Let's start with next week. What have you got planned for next week's show, Dale?
Well, Dave, recently I've been reading three parts of a blog by local real estate sales representative Erin Toms from Northumberland Hills Realty. And she's been writing some interesting stuff on agency and customer service relationships between buyers and realtors. So that's what we have coming up next week.
Well, we've really upped the information quotient over the last couple of weeks. If you have any questions or comments or topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca. Or call into the radio station at 905-372-2391.
Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.